gets wide open. And that is a touchdown for Bellamy.
.720 WGN. You can hear him Sunday alongside Dan Hampton, OB, and Kaz. On the phone with us is Mark Carman. The Bears lost yesterday to the Packers. And, Carm, I listened to part of the postgame show, and I had to turn it off because I thought OB was going to have a heart attack, and I just wasn't prepared for that.
He did survive. That was a good thing, Pete. I actually think we have the wrong lens that we're looking at what happened yesterday. Yesterday was actually tremendous. Bears fans should be rejoicing. It is about the future. It is not about the present. And yesterday was great for the future. So, Pete, puck up there, my man. It's going to be okay.
Adam Hoge had the best article. And if you need to follow him on Twitter. He talked about yesterday. It was John Fox's biggest game. The biggest stage against the Packers. If you wanted to save your job, yesterday was the day. And you come off a bye week and the team lays an egg.
Right, and we don't want John Fox to save his job. John Fox is a wonderfully nice man, but he is not a good football coach anymore. He is past his prime. It is over. So any signs of positivity is not what we want. Losing to the Packers without a right tackle, left tackle, two running backs, their quarterback Aaron Rodgers, maybe the greatest of all time, it was ideal.
Yep.
This was awesome. So, I mean, that was an utter debacle, and signed up by the head coach, John Fox, who plays scared, has his whole entire career in Chicago, plays not to lose, and the Bears lost, and were woefully prepared, and so many penalties, just a lot of just disgusting things happening that, you know, you wouldn't want to see on a high school football field, really.
Carm, here's my problem. You have a rookie quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, okay? Here's a guy that's only played how many games? Four as a starter?
That we're at five now, yeah, okay.
Okay. Shouldn't he have maybe four or five go-to plays, little dump-off plays or something that he can go to that he feels comfortable calling? I felt like he had no idea what he was doing out there. He kept looking to the sidelines. I felt like there was bad communication from the sidelines to the quarterback, and it translated on the field.
Yeah, it's very alarming that a lot of times, at least out there, it looks like he's getting worse, like his confidence is going down, where he doesn't know where the rush is coming from. And you would think, if he's being coached up properly, that he would have, A, those plays that you're talking about, and B, would be getting better at recognizing things. So I'm not saying that there's a whole Mitchell Trubisky problem here, because I think he'll be fine. But there's just a lack of comfortness that you're seeing from him that is alarming. And it should happen from time to time, but it shouldn't happen as often as it's happening right now.
There was a play where we were on our own 10-yard line, and he has – I mean, we saw it in the preseason. The kid can roll out and throw the pass. That's what he's great at. Mm-hmm. He's passing on the run. He's like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a great passer on the run. Trubisky can do that. We were on our own 10-yard line as he was – taking the snap, there was a receiver that was 10 yards in front of him, and all he had to do was dump it off, and that receiver could have ran for 15 yards, and he was sacked. It's like he didn't know what to do. What happened there, in your opinion?
I had the same reaction. Josh Bellamy was wide open. I mean, I think a seventh-grade quarterback throws the ball to him there. For whatever reason, I don't know if he thinks that Josh Bellamy was going to drop another ball, which wouldn't be another – that would be a reasonable thing to think, because that's what Josh – but it was like he was trying to make way too much out of what was there. Like, here, dude, this is an easy play for you. Dump it off. You'll add 15 yards to your yardage total. No problem. They're going to get a first down. And he just didn't do it. That was his worst moment of the game, I thought. That was totally alarming. I wouldn't put that on coaching, by the way. He was right there for him, and he just didn't do it.
Well, when your confidence isn't up and you're getting sacked throughout the game and you're not moving the ball, it's not going to happen. And that's what happened there. He just kind of freaked out. We're talking with Mark Carman about the Bears and the Packers. So where do we go from here? Okay, we lose to the Packers yesterday. We were favored by 5 to win. Where do we go from here? Do we know that John Fox is going to be done at the end of the season? Do we start thinking about coaches? Who's out there?
Well, see, okay, I don't know that we know that, but I think that we should know that. And so if it's me, and this is not how the Bears operate, but if it's me, I'm going to look around on my coaching staff and think, is there anybody here that I would be interested in being the head coach the rest of the way because I'd want him to be a candidate? And I think Vic Fangio actually has earned that opportunity, their defensive coordinator. I don't think they do that, but that's what I would do. And then the other thing that I think is, you know, enormously obvious, you want your young players to be featured. Tariq Cohen should be touching the ball a lot more than he did yesterday. We saw a glimpse of the second-round tight end, Adam Shaheen, yesterday. It's like, whoa, that guy looks like he could actually play football. Why don't you get him the ball a little bit more? To me, it's all about developing the young talent,
right,
and letting Mitchell Trubisky get himself to a point where you can feel real comfortable going into year two that he's going to have a breakout season in the second year. And, you know, you look around the league at guys like Jared Goff, who's doing exactly that for the Los Angeles Rams, and they're 7-2. I mean, that's to me, the obvious focus point of what they should be trying to do the rest of the way.
Now, if you and I know that, shouldn't the Bears brass know that? Because Josh Bellamy, how many more times do we need to see this guy, and how many more passes can he drop? He had a touchdown pass yesterday, but he drops three before he gets there.
Right. He was targeted 7 times. He caught 2 of them. Now, he shouldn't have caught them all, but he should have got more than he did. And by the way, on that touchdown, they should have taken it away from him. He did that somersault, Pete,
yep,
and the ball came out. Just because he drops the ball all the time, I would have taken that one away from him. So I some property of you drop the ball too much, I need you to hand me the ball as the official. So I don't get the Josh Bellamy thing, especially when, you know, finally, last week, Trey McBride caught 3 balls.
Yeah.
6 weeks ago. So you go, this guy, here's somebody that you went out and you got and actually catches the football. I'm not saying he's going to be a star.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't add up who they use on the field. Why would you continue to use Josh Bellamy?
I don't get it.
Special teams, fine. Wide receiver, no. He's not a wide receiver, period. End of story.
I don't get it. And before you go, let's talk about the challenge yesterday. Okay, he has an enormous staff. There's people watching that video right away over and over. Why would he challenge it? Is he talking to somebody upstairs or he's like, oh, yeah, we got to challenge this thing. I don't need to talk to anyone. What happened?
Well, clearly he's talking to someone. And he's getting bad information. But at the end of the day, like if I'm John Fox, let's just think about this. It's first and goal at the 2.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to risk a challenge where he didn't even think through the fact he might actually do what happened, which is give the Packers the football at the 20. But am I going to risk a challenge when it wasn't fourth down. You had first and goal at the 2. So it just shows to me his mindset is of such scarcity and such, you know, little confidence in his guys. Dude, you have the ball at the 2-yard line. It's first down. You've got Jordan Howard. You've got Tariq Cohen.
Right.
You've got your quarterback who can run.
Right.
This is not a panic situation. You don't need to challenge. You're fine.
Don't stop the momentum. I mean, we're close. And look what happened. That guy, I don't know. He's done. He is so done. I hope management at the Chicago Bears realize that. It's time to move on. It's just not going to happen.
Right. Right. And they also, you know, he's part of the problem, but he's not the only part. I mean, I think everybody realizes that mm-hmm. they still need better players like receivers that can actually catch the football. I thought the Dontrell Inman, who they got for a 7th-round pick, that looks like a great deal by Ryan Pace. He gave up nothing, and this guy's already your best receiver.
Right.
So good job, Ryan Pace, but there needs to be a lot more.
Mark Carmen, here we are talking about the Bears losing to the Packers again on this Monday. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you, Pete. Love you, man.
All right. It's Pete McMurray in for John Williams, 720 WGN.